It's finished full time in the FA Cup. The journey is over for Leek. Leek 3, Blyth Spartans 4. I think we can go over to Harrison Park and get some live reaction now. Emma Thomas is with a despondent Leek chairman.
Yes, Matt, I would say despondent is the word. What a half. 45, 50 minutes of football that saw 5 goals, 5 yellow cards and 3 penalties. Sadly for Leek, not all 3 of them scored. Blyth Spartans came out looking a different side, really, scoring their first goal within the first minute of play, going up then to 4-2 before Leek's Andy Kinsey made it 4-3. But sadly, in the last minute of play, he got a penalty which he missed and which hit the advertising in the stand behind him. It was heartbreaking to see him miss that chance in the final minute to bring Leek level and to win the chance of a replay next week. Despondent, as you say, some quiet, thoughtful moments now for the club's chairman, Andy Wayne, in the stands. Andy, do I need to ask how you're feeling?
No, not really. Not a lot of people can see me on at the moment. No, I'm gutted, absolutely gutted. Not for me, but for the lads who've put a lot of hard work to get to this position, the management team and the town that's turned out in force, really, to support us. We should have been home and dry, really, come half-time. I believe it should have been 4-5-0 by half-time for us. We didn't put the chances away, we only put 2 of them away. And then they came out with all guns blazing, and fair play to them.
They did look a different side in the second half. Where do you think it went wrong for Leek?
Getting that early goal straight after half-time in the first minute obviously put us on the back foot. I think they came out, they knew what they got to do. They got nothing to lose. They came out and pushed everybody up front and got the just deserves. We obviously got back into the game at 4-3, missed a penalty, and like you say, in the final minute. And that's really, that's a disappointing bit, really. We had the chance of a replay. 9 times out of 10, he'd put them away. There's a lot of pressure on him. So I'm not putting the blame on him.
The chance to get in the FA Cup first round is a big deal for the club and for the players. Some of the squad have just come back out on the pitch now for a cool down and a stretch. What do you think the manager is going to be saying to them to try and console them?
Nothing. They know themselves. They're just as gutted as everybody else. He doesn't need to say anything. He won't be throwing a kettle or the cups or anything like that. You know, they know themselves how disappointed they are. There's nothing really to say to them, you know, apart from well played, because they have played well. You know, it's either a league higher than us. Were we expected to win? On paper, no. Our first half performance, yes. But, you know, all the best to Blyth. Anyway, they come out, they fought with us, and you know, we hope to go far in the competition.
OK, well, I'll leave you to continue reflecting on the match that was. Like I say, the final score, Blyth Spartans 4, Leek 3. And just in the final minute, Andy Kinsey having the chance to equalise for Leek, but a penalty being missed. Very much a disappointing afternoon here at Harrison Park.
Yeah, sounds like heartbreak. Emma, thank you very much.